Jake McKenzie will lead it off for the Braves. It'll be 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the third. 0-0 score. Two hits for the Braves, one for the Harbor Hawks. Surprisingly, a pitcher's duel so far through 2.5 innings. As McKenzie faces Tyler Madison for the first time tonight. Here's the first pitch from Madison. Kicks and fires, and McKenzie sends a ball to left field. That ball is curving. It'll stay fair. Bounces in front of Trevor Hover, the left fielder. McKenzie's turning for second. He's in there safely. It's a leadoff double for Jake McKenzie.
Nice piece of hitting there from Jake McKenzie, and he actually broke his bat on that fly ball as well. It would have been interesting to see where that ball would have landed had it not been off the broken bat. But he hustles into second base. Hover picks it up with his bare hand and throws it into second base. The throw was cut off by the shortstop, and now the Braves in business here with Judge Fabian at the plate.
That's McKenzie's second double of the season. A little blooper gets him two bases. Now it's Judge Fabian. Fabian 0-for-1 so far. First pitch he watches low for a ball. Fabian, of course, had a 3-for-5 game last night. Two home runs, a solo shot on the first pitch of the game, and a 3-run homer in the 8th inning. Madison hands me at the belt. McKenzie on second. He takes a look at him. Now a second look. Now fires the 1-0. It's a fastball hitting the zone on Fabian. One ball, one strike count.
And I think in this game is going to be very critical and how many times we'll see this Braves team leave runners on base. They haven't done that. They've done it twice so far through two innings, leaving runners on. If they're able to cash in on runs, it's going to be critical in this game.
1-1. Fastball a little low and outside for Madison. It's a 2-1 count on the Braves' leadoff batter. Fabian, a rising sophomore from Florida, only had one error in 56 games played. The outfielder batted .232 for the Gators, 7 home runs during the spring season. Now the 2-1 pitch from Madison is outside, caught by Hunter Goodman. A 3-1 count now on Fabian.
And I'd be surprised if Fabian swings at this 3-1 pitch. You have a base open over on first base. You have Cody Morissette, who's white hot coming into this game. If he doesn't get his pitch in his spot, I don't think we'll see him swing the bat, even if it is a strike.
McKenzie over on second. The third hit of the game for the Braves. Now the 3-1 on Fabian. Swings at it, chops it back toward the Braves' dugout. Foul ball. Count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Now, this is where we're going to see Tyler Madison's go-to pitch. We discovered that Hayden Kings was the fastball in the last inning. Now, this is going to be Madison's best pitch here. Will it be off-speed? Will it be fastball? I'm not sure. But this is a big tell into how he'll throw for the rest of the game.
This is the second full count of the game for Madison. Got Jimmy Glowenke to foul or hit a fly ball to first base on a 3-2 count back in the first. Here's the payoff to Judd Fabian. A fastball, he lifts it high on the first base side, just going foul into the seats. So that time the go-to pitch was a fastball on Fabian, and Madison will do it again.
Well, now it becomes interesting because is it mind games now? Do you go fastball again when Fabian just saw a fastball? Do you go off speed? How much trust do you have in that pitch? Again, this is every single pitch something happens in baseball. This is really insights into the mind of Tyler Madison here and what pitch he's going to deliver in a critical situation, a crucial situation like this. He needs an out here in the bottom of the third.
McKenzie takes a few-step lead off the second base bag. Now the 3-2 pitch to Judd Fabian. Fouls it off first base side yet again. Another fastball, that time low and inside from Tyler Madison. Fabian defends, fouls it off, and he'll see another 3-2 count.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a battle going on right now between Madison and Fabian. And once again, now you've thrown two fastballs in a row. Do you trust it enough to go after one of the hottest hitters on this team with 3 fastballs and 3 pitches? I'm not sure.
Nobody out. 0-0 score. Bottom of the third inning. Madison comes set. Another 3-2 pitch to Judd Fabian is a ground ball over to Jordan Westberg at short. He gloves it. Throw to first is in time to retire Judd Fabian for the first out of the inning, and Jake McKenzie does not advance. He stays on second.
And once again, that's an important part of that at-bat, too. Madison wins the battle, gets a weak ground ball toward Jordan Westberg at short. It's further enough short to where McKenzie can't advance on it. Now, Cody Morris sent with an opportunity to pick up yet another RBI here, but he's going to have it placed pretty well here to score McKenzie from second.
Morissette got a single in his first at-bat, the first hit of the game for the Braves. Comes up with a runner in scoring position. He extended that hit streak now to 8 games. First pitch from Madison is a fastball watched by Morissette, a called strike. 8-game hit streak, one hit in 11 of his last 12 games. In the last 7 games, he's had 10 RBIs after starting the season 2 for his first 18, a 111 average. Jordan Westberg, the shortstop, stalking McKenzie, now backs off. The 0-1 pitch is looked at. Check swing, he did go around. The appeal to third base umpire Larry Rosenberg, he says he did. Morissette now down 0-2.
Yeah, tough call to take there from Morissette. He backs out of the box just to try and process and digest that call. Rosenberg not helping him over there on third base, and now Morissette way in the hole here at 0-2.
Madison comes set. The 0-2 pitch on Cody Morissette. Fastball outside for a ball right where Hunter Goodman was setting up. A waste pitch. Morissette doesn't go for it. 1-2. Morissette went 2-for-3 with an RBI in game 2 against Hyannis. 2 doubleheaders back on Saturday. Here's the 1-2. Off-speed outside. Called ball. Count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And that was a good pitch there from Madison. Goodman doing his best frame job on it. Just couldn't get the call from Sam Finn. And now at 2-2, we saw Madison go fastball 3 times in a row on a 3-2 count. I think here he's not going to let that happen here. He's not going to want to go to a 3-2 count. So I think we'll see another fastball from him right now.
Morissette back in the box. Swings the bat around a few times. A right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter matchup. Madison comes set. The 2-2 pitch on Morissette. He swings at and fouls it off third base side into the seats. Cody Morissette does a good job of defending. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was the closest shot I think we'll see coming to that trash can right behind the foul pole. Caught off the top of the netting, and it was only about, what, you say maybe 3-4 feet behind it?
Yeah, that was close. I was tracking it in there. Just missed it. 2-2. Morissette fouls it off that way yet again. That one way above the trash can, nowhere close. The kids chase for it. There's a dog pile.
Yeah, it looks like a fumble in football
for
that foul ball.
It's competitive to get those
it
things.
Is. It is. It definitely is.
And they're cool. They're cool baseballs. Got the Cape Cod logo on it. Morissette's looking to hit one of those baseballs in for a single and try and score McKenzie. Madison comes set. McKenzie's leaving. The 2-2 is grounded over to first base. Ian Fair gloves it. Will go over to first and tag it. Morissette is out. Meanwhile, McKenzie gets over to third on the steal. Hit and run right there. McKenzie on third. 2 outs in the inning.
Yeah, interesting for McKenzie to try and steal third. I almost wish that Morissette didn't swing in that pitch just to see what the throwdown would have been like to third base. However, he grounds out to first base, putting the pressure now on to Cade Beloso with the go-ahead run in the first run of the game 90 feet away.
Beloso's 0-for-1, a strikeout in the first, just his 8th strikeout of the year. McKenzie over on third with 2 outs. Here's the first pitch from Tyler Madison. It's off speed, falls low, and bounces away from Hunter Goodman. In comes Jake McKenzie. He slides underneath the tag and is in safely. Jake McKenzie scores. It's a 1-0 Bourne Braves lead in the bottom of the third.
And real important play just now. McKenzie being able to take home on the wild pitch. It just slips under the glove of Hunter Goodman. And we've seen a lot of wild pitches bounce off the backstop right back to the plate. That doesn't happen here because it actually nicks the glove of Hunter Goodman and just trickles away from him slow enough to allow McKenzie to come all the way home, sliding head first the Braves with a 1-0 lead.
And the ball ended up bouncing away from Hunter Goodman. So if he got the tag applied, it didn't matter. The 1-0 pitch is low. 2-0, he dropped it. 1-0 Braves in the bottom half of the third. And Cade Beloso now comes up with the runners Our base is empty. Two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Braves taking the lead first. Madison into the windup. Now fires the 2-0. And Beloso takes that ball to left field. Trevor Hauver is moving to his right side. But he will have it rather easily for the third out of the inning. But the Braves get on top first. Jake McKenzie leads off with a double and comes around to score on a wild pitch. 1-0, Bourne Braves lead. We head to the top of the fourth. You're watching Braves Baseball on the Bourne Braves Baseball Network. 1-0 lead for the Bourne Braves entering the top of the fourth inning. And the Hyannis Harbor Hawks will not get a chance to catch up to Hayden King's fastball because his night is now done. After three innings, he strikes out five, only allows one hit, no earned runs, and walks three. And Jordan, it's the birthday boy, Sean Harney, in a relief appearance.
Yeah, his 21st birthday this evening, and he gets a pitch on his birthday. Let's hope it goes to plan. Out of UMass, Sean Harney at 6 feet, 185 so far in the year, 1-1 with a 6.94 ERA. He's making his fifth appearance tonight, third from the bullpen. He's given up 11 runs, nine of which earned. And last time he was on the mound, it was against this Harbor Hawks team at McKeon Park back on July 6th. He had three innings pitched, four runs, all of them earned, and a rough start, rough outing for him. He was lucky not to pick up the loss, but now has the opportunity to redeem himself on his 21st birthday.
He'll face the 4, 5, and 6 batters on this Harbor Hawk lineup in the top half of the fourth. Hunter Goodman will lead it off. A fly out to left field, and Nick Bruiser in his first plate appearance. He's the first batter that Sean Harney will face. He kicks and fires the first pitch, and Hauver gets a bat on, or Goodman, excuse me, a fly out to shallow center field. Fabian moving in, calls off everybody, and puts it away for the first out. One pitch, one out for Sean Harney.
Yeah, can't draw it up any better against the league's leading RBI producer. Now has to go up against an extremely tough out, not only on this team, but in the league, and Jared DeSantolo.
Harney, you mentioned he started that second game against Hyannis. Four earned runs there. He allowed two homers, which really ended up being the difference. It was a shortened seven-inning game, and Harney went three. Here's the first pitch to DeSantolo. It's a fastball at the feet, 1-0. DeSantolo 0-for-1, a ground out to Cody Morissette in his first plate appearance. Harney pitching in his fifth game, 1-0 pitch to DeSantolo. Fastball rocking the outside corner for a strike, 1-1.
You have to wonder the emotions right now going through Sean Harney. A little bit of butterflies. There's nothing like playing on your birthday.
1-1. DeSantolo rips a foul ball third base side, headed toward the snack shack in the left field, and he's now down one ball and two strikes. Harney from UMass, a native of Massachusetts, was named an A-10 all-rookie team during his freshman season in 2018. Last year, went 3-5 with a 3.27 ERA, pitching 66 innings. 1-2 pitch to Santolo, a little chopper back to Cade Beloso at first, right by the line. Beloso gloves it in foul territory. First base umpire Tom Gandolfo making that call. DeSantolo heads back to the home plate for his 1-2 pitch yet again.
Yeah, and DeSantolo, you have to think, a little happy that that ball was called foul right down the line, just bounced over the wrong part of first base, thus bringing the call. So he gets another shot at life here in this at-bat against the right-handed Sean Harney.
Hyannis with only one hit so far, coming off the bat of Ian Fair, who's on deck with one out. 1-2 pitch to DeSantolo yet again is off speed and outside, 2-2.
Yeah, now the count evens up, so now Harney here will have to throw a good pinch here. Don't want the count to get full, especially on a guy like DeSantolo who will make you pay if you make a mistake.
Harney in the windup now kicks and deals. The 2-2 is just ruled inside on the fastball, and the count will now run full. Three balls and two strikes.
And that's a good pitch there from Harney. Just missed the zone. It looked like more so inside than low. Now on a 3-2 pitch, this is where we see Sean Harney's best stuff here. Can't afford to walk a guy like DeSantolo.
DeSantolo was one of the players that homered off Sean Harney. Here's the 3-2 pitch, grounded back up the middle. Jake McKenzie gets there in time, fires over to first. And DeSantolo is retired for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, smooth sailing right now for Sean Hardy. Now we have the only hit of this game coming up right now for the Harbor Hawks and Ian Fair.
You know, I mentioned earlier that the batting side of things for Hyannis is not the issue. Their batting average, .248, is tied for fifth place in the league. It's the ERA that is way over 7 right now, at about 7.5. First pitch to Ian Fair. Outside, bounces out of the glove of Jackson Greer for a ball, 1-0. But, Jordan, that has to be frustrating when you have a team that has such a dangerous lineup, but the pitching can't hold it together.
Well, they've given up almost 200 runs in this Cape Cod Baseball League season at 190, a run differential of minus 83. You look at their run production, they're actually ranked, it looks like, fourth in the league, scoring 107 runs, 20 more than the Braves coming into tonight. So just shows you how important it is to have not only a good starting pitching rotation, but a very deep pitching staff.
Ian Fair back in the box after calling time a few times. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Sean Harney. Little chopper over to third. It's called foul. Glowenke gloved it just left of the bag. It'll be a one ball, one strike count now on Ian Fair. Well, the city of Hyannis certainly has a lot going on. The only Chick-fil-A on the Cape is in Hyannis. I believe the only Taco Bell as well. Pretty lively area, about halfway between Orleans, which is the farthest town that has a baseball team, and Wareham.
Who's off the Cape,
but the farthest west in the league.
They're on the gateway to the Cape.
They are. The Gatemen.
Yes.
Here's the 1-1 pitch from Harney. Ian Fair watches it outside. He's now ahead, 2-1.
Yeah, Hyannis right smack in the middle of the Cape Cod, and definitely is the hot spot. Pretty much that's where you'll find all your normal stores.
There's a Staples there.
Yeah, we know about that.
2-1, Fair watches the fastball outside. Now he's way ahead, 3-1.
Staples there, there's a Chipotle.
That's right.
Over there, and it's weird seeing these stores, especially when not used to not seeing them for a while.
3-1, inside, Ian Fair takes it for 4, and he's on for the second time tonight. The first walk issued by Sean Harney on the mound. Fair's on first with 2 outs, and that'll bring up Brooks Carlson, who struck out in the second inning.
And I'd be surprised here. Ian Fair tried to run on Jackson Greer earlier in the game, was thrown out by a long shot at second base. So Chad Gassman right now relaying the signs to both Fair and Carlson, and I'd be shocked if Fair tries to go again.
Carlson to DH tonight. Struck out on Hayden King in the second inning. Now faces Sean Harney. The first pitch is a high and tight fastball ruled a strike. And Carlson watched. 0-1 count.
And Harney will take that. That pitch looked way out of the zone up high. It looked like higher than the belt, which is typically the highest you can go in the strike zone. That's considered the top of the zone. That one looked to be just at about the belly button of Brooks Carlson there. Like I said, Harney will take it. Big difference between 0-1 and 1-0.
And Harney comes set. Here's the 0-1 delivery to Brooks Carlson. Fastball outside. Greer doing a good job of tracking that one into the glove. 1-1 count now to the DH for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks. Carlson from Samford, a rising sophomore. .345 average for the Bulldogs. 1-1 is cut on and missed. 1-2 now.
And Sean Harney playing in front of his family, who are in attendance tonight at Doran Park. Beautiful night here, about 75 degrees, a little bit of a breeze. It's a great night for baseball, and look to get tomorrow's game in and then some thunderstorms looming on Friday.
1-2 from Sean Harney. Right back up the middle, hits Harney on the leg. He chases it to his left side, picks it up, throws to first, and it's in time to get Brooks Carlson. What an impressive play of toughness by Sean Harney on the mound. A comebacker. He shrugs it off as he heads into the dugout. And that's a big out number 3. The birthday boy, Sean Harney, gets pegged, picks it up, and throws to first. No runs for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks. 1-0, Bourne Braves lead heading to the bottom half of the fourth. You're watching the Braves on YouTube.